listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good Saturday morning to ya. Hey, you probably recognize this is not Bob. He didn't use the open like that. This is Landon. All right, welcome to the program. This program is called Lifeline, where we actually try to bridge your life with the life of Jesus. We try to bridge you and God together. So God, Jesus said, look, I come to give life and to give it more abundantly. So we call it Lifeline because we're really trying to get you that line to connect you back to God, to restore you back to the fellowship we had with him in the Garden of Eden before Adam fell. That's the bottom line. Before Adam fell, we were tight with God. We walked with God. God gave us all wisdom, all knowledge, all discernment. Books didn't come until we fell. When we fell, we had to go into learning how to live. Before then, God gave and provided everything. So I want to give you that lifeline to bridge the gap between you and God, pull you back into fellowship with God, make you one again with God so that you can walk in the goodness, the blessing, and the thoughts and the will and the works of God. Again, good morning. This program is called Lifeline. I am here live in the studio with you this morning. So here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to give you a couple of phone numbers. During the broadcast, if you're like, you know what? I hear what you're saying, and I believe what you're telling me. So Landon, I want to be restored back in that fellowship in which you're talking about. I want to become one with God again. I need God back in my life. I've turned from him. I was with him when I was a child. I was tight. The cares of the world, the sins of the world, the deceit of riches, the lust for money, the lust for other things, passions, drugs, alcohol, whatever it could be, has come in. And it has. It has separated, and I can feel it. It's separated me from God. Now, I do want to come back. I want that lifeline. I want to come back into right standing, back into fellowship. I want to be one with God again. My life was much better when I used to be one with God again. If that's you, you may call here. I'll be on there for about 25 minutes. You can call here, and I want to pray with you, and I want to restore you back into the blessings and the goodness and the wholeness of God. 221-1100 is the local telephone number, and 888-221-8990 is the telephone number if you happen to be out of town. I would love nothing more than to be the vessel used to bridge that gap or to pray with you and restore you back into right standings with God. What an honor it would be to be the one who gets to pray with you and pull you back out of this natural world's kingdom and pull you back out of the kingdom of darkness and restore you back into right standing with God. Oh, man, what a blessing. So I would like for you to not deny me that blessing. If you're that person that needs that prayer, man, I am honored and privileged to be used by God to be the one to make that connection back with you, to bridge you back, bring you back out of this world system, out of the kingdom of darkness, back into fellowship with God. So don't be afraid to call here. I just want you to know how I look at it. I would be just privileged to do that for you. I don't care what you've been called in. Does not matter. Once you get restored back in the right standing with God, he forgives all your sins. He pardons all your transgressions. This is what the Bible says. I'm not looking the book. Get the book. You need to get the Bible for yourself. Whoever you are, you got to get a hold of a Bible. You got to open it up and you got to read the thing. The book does not lie. The Bible is really the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, what, to the Father, the truth of the Father, and the life. I'm the way, the truth, and the life, all of the Father. If you want a relationship with God, you have to get it through Jesus. And we're going to talk about that once. I'm going to take this phone call, then we're going to get on with the teaching, okay? Good morning. Thank you so much for calling WCNO Lifeline. This is Landon.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Can I have that prayer for restoration?
You are absolutely, absolutely, you can have it. Can we bring your name before God?
Yes, Cassandra.
Cassandra, I appreciate you so much. Father God, we want to come to you now. Your daughter, Cassandra, has called. She's heard what I said, and she said, you know what? I want that lifeline. I want to be pulled back out of this kingdom. I want to be pulled back out of this world system, and I want to become Christ-minded. I want to be back into fellowship with you, Father. I want you to function in me. Father, we ask you now, on Cassandra's behalf, pour out yourself upon her. She will invite you in. Holy Spirit, come. Come, Jesus, forgive her her sins. Forgive her anything she may have said, done, or thought in the last week, 2 weeks, month, year, whatever. Restore her back into fellowship with you. I already know. I've talked to her before, so I know she's accepted you. Now let her get quickened with your spirit, that your spirit may bring life into her mortal body and begin to train and teach and give her that hunger for the word, that the more she gets in your word, the more rich with the fullness of God she will become. I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus, the power of Almighty God, and the works of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for hearing us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Cassandra?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, yes. Do you have a Bible?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, two of them.
Good, good, good girl. I need you. You got to get in there because God's been on me this week. I didn't know that it was you that was going to call, but he's just been on me about you got to let them understand that without the word dwelling richly in them, the world will pull them out of my kingdom. So you got to have that word. You really do. You got to put it in and put it in and put it in and put it in. And the more you put it in, the stronger spiritually you'll become to where you can just be a giant in the kingdom and the devil can't mess with you no more. Okay?
Yes, okay.
Yes. Girl, I love you and I appreciate you calling, man.
Love you too.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Believing by faith. We're going to talk about that. What is that? Believing by faith. And everybody's quick to go, oh, man, I believe by faith. I'm a believer. What is a believer? What does the Bible say? A believer. Don't say, oh, I believe. Because the Bible says even the devil believes and trembles. That's actually what it says. In Scripture, the Bible says the devils believe. Jesus said it to him. He said the devils believe and tremble. So you can't just say, oh, I believe. Well, the devils do that. What is a believer? What is a believer? Is the act of believing, acting on what you believe. You can't just say, oh, I believe. Okay? I believe I can fly. Well, have you ever flown? Well, you know what I mean? You got to work on, you got to act upon this. Jesus said over in John 20:29, Jesus said, now listen to this now. We're going to start here. Jesus said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And the reason I started with this one, well, the Holy Ghost gave me all this, so I started here because God told me to do this. But listen, that's the main thing. You got to obey the Lord. You'd be out of will and nothing works. There are two systems. The one you see, the natural world system, I see it with my eyes. I see it. It is so because I see it. I see it, therefore I believe it. And there's the kingdom of God. I don't see it, but yet I need to believe it. When you believe like Jesus said, he said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. And this was him talking to Doubting Thomas. Because Thomas said, hey, man, I don't know about all this, man. I got to see the nail prints. I got to see the holes. I got to see some stuff. And Jesus said, all right, no problem. Blessed are you, because I'm going to go ahead and show you this stuff, and you're going to see, and you're going to believe. But he said, but more blessed than that are they that have not seen and yet believe. And this is the foundation of faith. This is what makes a believer. If you get, and again, just like I just told Cassandra, you've got to get in your word. If the word of God, let me say this, does not dwell in you richly, you don't have a tangible substance to believe on. No wonder you're not a believer. You just say, oh, I believe in God. Okay, well, that's okay. That's a great start. But you don't have a foundation or substance to make your belief active by faith. You don't know what you're believing in. You don't have the understanding of what it is you're claiming or proclaiming. You have to use that stuff wisely, and out of your mouth proceeds blessings and cursings. Out of your mouth proceeds life and death. The Bible says in Proverbs, I think it's 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. But unless you have the understanding, you'll only speak what? Death. If your understanding is what you've learned from the music you listen to, if your understanding is what you've learned from this world system, from the workforce, from the labor force, from the toil and the labor of this society, you won't be speaking life. The life is the light that illuminates men found in the Word of God. It's found in these scriptures. If you're not heeding and you're not hunting and hearkening unto the scriptures, if you're not burying your face in your Bible, you have to open the book and consume it. I'm just giving you the hard facts here. You have to consume it for it to work for you. Okay? Eat no protein for a while and see how much muscle mass you have. You know what I mean? You have to consume it for it to work for you. Stop drinking all liquids. Just lay off water and drink nothing for a month. You'll be in bad shape, boy, if you're still here. You have to consume it for it to work for you. People want God to work. They want the Word to work, but they don't consume it. It has to come inside of you in order to come out your mouth. You got that? So you have to get in your Bible, and you have to read it. It's not an option. It's not a, oh, I'll do it when I get a chance. Your faith will have no force. You'll have no power in your words, and nothing biblically will work for you. The promises of God will be no and no instead of yea and amen. They are yes and they are yes, God said. He said, my promises are yes and yes, and amen means it's finished because I said so. But you don't know what he said. You got to get in here and find out, what does he mean? I said so. What did he say? Get in here, open the book and read the thing. It is not difficult. The fight is, actually it is difficult. The devil, who's the prince of this natural world, when you go to open your Bible and read that thing, what happens? I don't know everything in the world. Phone rings, your thoughts go crazy. Man, I got to go prep dinner for the night. Man, I got to do this. Man, I got to do that. Oh, the baby's crying. What? All these things. This is not on time for this right now. I got to go out and spray my weeds. Man, I got yard work to do. I got to wash the car. Your mind goes all over the place. Why? That's the battle. The battle is spiritual. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers that govern your thoughts. Push through all that. Put all that aside. Open the Bible and read the thing. If you'll get in here and get these words in you and let the Word of God come forth inside of you, it will spring forth out of you with mighty power. Why? It's not your words. It's God's word. But if you don't have it in there, you can't speak it with authority. When you repeat what somebody else told you it says, that does not carry the weight of coming right to the source. When you take it right from the mouth of God and get it in you until he begins to reveal it to you, God churns it, makes it work, and starts to give you understanding on it, starts to apply it. Things happen in the course of your day, and all of a sudden these life examples that God bring you through, when you go through them, you'll hear the Holy Ghost on the inside going, that's what I meant by that scripture. That's what I meant by take heed what you hear. Because with the measure in which you hear something, that same amount of measure will come measure you again. That's a verse in scripture. Very few people even know that verse. Or very few people even understand that verse. But once you get measured by something and you realize, man, if I wouldn't have spent all that time watching that, if I wasn't watching all this creepy TV show, I wouldn't have had the nightmares when I was sleeping. See, the Bible says, Jesus said it. It's over in Mark 4, I don't know, I think it's 23. I don't have time to turn there right now because I got another teaching I'm doing. But he said, take heed what you hear. Because what you allow to come in, if you spend a half hour listening to some crazy stuff, you're going to reap a half hour of that crazy stuff back upon you. Now, here's the deal with that. The reason I'm saying that is if God speaks a principle, you can't get around it. I don't care who you are. It's going to work because God said so. So when you do it and it comes back and measures you, you're going, well, I don't understand. When he has a principle, you cannot get around it. Sowing and reaping, principle of God. You cannot get around it. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So when your marriage goes down the tube because you couldn't stay home, because you couldn't stay out of the bars, because you couldn't stop running around, because you couldn't stop doing the things, alcoholic things and other things you shouldn't have been doing. And your husband or your wife, whichever one of you happen to be doing it, is saying to you, baby, please stop. Baby, please stop. Then it all goes down the tube. You're like, how could God let this happen? You sowed that seed to reap that harvest. It's on your shoulders. You did it. You applied the principle and it works. It works every time. Now, get out of the negative and start applying these principles found in the Bible in the right manner and you'll reap the right harvest. You with me? Listen. Oh, let me just stop. I just feel like I need to pray and break through some stuff. I feel like there's a lot of unbelief and we're all, you know, people are listening. They're like, I don't know. Let's just push through that right now. Jesus. There is something about that name. All power, all authority. Everything has to bow in heaven, earth, and under the earth to the name of Jesus. So right now I call upon you, Lord. Break through all unbelief. If there's any found in me or my heart or my mind, break through it. Everybody listening, break through it. Cleanse us. Wash us now. Wash us with the water of this word that I'm bringing forth. Wash us with your Holy Spirit that our flesh gets crucified. Just like you did, that we put it on the cross and that we resurrect and rise new right now. A brand new creature. Brand new being, like a baby born again by the blood of that cross. By the salvation found in your name. By what you did for us. Resurrect us new in a spiritual light. Open our eyes to these scriptures that we can see the truth. Open our ears that we can receive and hear the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus said, blessed are they that have not seen, but yet believe. You get that word in you, you read that word, and you say, you know what? The word says, bam, and you put it on it. And watch it come to pass. Your faith will begin to grow. John 6:29 says this. Jesus again. I'm coming right from the master's lips. Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. So he said, this is the work. Notice the word work now. This is how God works. This is how this will operate in your life. He said, this is the work of God, not of men, of God, that you believe on him who he sent. Well, let's just translate that. Jesus. So God said himself, the work of God is you believing on Jesus. When you look that word work up, when you go back and search your Greek on that word, it means as an effort or an occupation. So you were designed by the Creator. God Almighty designed you to have the occupation of believing on Jesus. That's your occupation. You think you're a carpenter. You think you're a bank manager. You think you're the CEO of some company. You think you're a car salesman. You know? You think you're these things, but you were designed by God to occupy the office of believing on Jesus. Why? Why is that so important that I believe on Jesus? Everything God has done for us, he has bridged the gap between man and himself by Jesus. So when you want to get to God, you have to come through Jesus. And if you look in John chapter 10, it says that. It says, look, man, the door's open to you. But he said, if you come up any other way, if you try to come to me any way besides my son Jesus, I'll consider you a thief and a robber. Because I laid the path for you by him. By him being the perfect sacrifice, by his blood being spilled, which was the purest of purest, I have allowed you back in the Holy of Holies, which you weren't even allowed to in the Old Testament. I don't have time to go there. But he's bridged the gap and given us himself 100% by Jesus. Now, how do you do that? This is how you do that. Romans 12:2. He says, do not be a part of, consumed with, or conformed to this natural world system. But be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. What is that? That's what I just told Cassandra. To renew your mind, you have to get in this book. You have to open this Bible and you have to consume it. You have to let it come in you richly. You have to eat it, read it, read it, read it, eat it. When it comes in you, it will take seed. It will take root. The seed will come in. When the seed comes in, it'll be watered by the word. It'll be watered by the Holy Ghost. It will begin to grow. When you're putting that word in you, gets down in you richly, it will start to develop roots, and then it will go deeper and deeper and deeper. And as it goes deeper, the foundation of this word will be in you so rich that you can't be moved. If you look over in This is not in my notes. Let's go there real quick, though. Thank you, Holy Ghost. If you go over here, I like calling him that because I'm old school. You guys call him Holy Spirit all you want. It's the same thing. Listen, I'm just having fun. Proverbs 1. This is what it says. It says, blessed is the man. Now, this is what I'm telling you. I told you, you got to put it in, put it in, put it in, put it in. It says, blessed. I'm sorry. This is Psalms 1. I went the wrong thing. Psalms 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Be not conformed to this world. Remember that? Blessed is the man or woman that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, the unbeliever, nor stands in the way with the sinner, nor sits in the seat with the scornful type people, but his delight. This should be your delight. You should delight in this word. His delight is in the law of the Lord God. And in this Bible, in this word, does he meditate day and night. Now listen, we were just talking about it now. If God puts a principle in there, you cannot get around it. And if God puts a principle at work, like sowing and reaping, I just use that because everybody knows that one, it definitely 120,000% works. Now check this out. He shall be. So you man or you woman of God, or you man or you woman of not God, doesn't matter. When you come do this, you'll become of God. He says, if you'll meditate in my word day and night, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Your leaf shall also not wither, and whatsoever you do, whatsoever you set your works to, will prosper. Woohoo! Look here, man. Look here. You got to get in this word. Do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, by your Bible, by this word of God. You have to eat it daily that you may prove. Listen to this. This is what will happen. See, when you do this, scripture tells you right here, if you'll do this and you'll transform your mind into my ways and my thoughts, you will now prove what is my good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's a powerful statement. He says, you will prove to yourself and everyone else that sees your character and hears your mouth, because it will conform into the character of Jesus. Your mouth will conform into the character or the authority and the similarities of Christ. So he says, don't be conformed to this world. Be transformed by my word of God, and you will prove not only to yourself, but everyone that sees and hears you, that this word is good and that it's acceptable and the perfect will of God. And listen, this is what that's saying. He says, you'll prove the benefit. The word good means benefit. So you'll prove that my word benefits. You'll prove what is acceptable, and that means well-pleasing. It'll be well-pleasing to those that hear you. It'll be well-pleasing unto God what you're doing. He says, and perfect will of God. What that means right there is you'll be made complete. Mentally and morally, you will be under the authority, care, and concerns of the will of God. You'll speak like God wants you to speak. You'll open your mouth and you will administer grace to the hearers. You'll open your mouth and you'll pray for the sick. You'll open your mouth and you'll heal the sick. You'll open your mouth and you'll cast out devils. You'll open your mouth and you will administer the kingdom of God to those that need it. How? Because you're going to get transformed if you'll get in this word. If you need a transformation, you must get in the word. If you need a transformation, 221-1100, I'm giving you the invitation. If you need a transformation, here's the invitation, 221-1100. I'll pray with you right now. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Faith proves God. So you get in your word. You get renewed by this scripture. You get renewed of your mind, that you prove that God is beneficial, that God works on your behalf, and it's very well pleasing to your soul, to your spirit, to your body, to your mind, to your emotions. And you prove that perfect will of God. Now, mix a little faith with that. Mix a little faith with that, with what you're believing, and see what happens. Faith proves God. Listen to this, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance, which means the assurance. It's the total 100% assurance, but you won't have faith unless you get this word in you richly. Now faith is the substance of the things you're hoping for and the proof of what you cannot see. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what is not seen. That means faith is the assurance of what you hope for and the proof of what you cannot see. Jesus said in 14:11 of John, he said, listen, believe me. Believe me. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. Believe me, I'm in the Father and the Father in me. Before that, we had multiple gods. They wouldn't do nothing for you anyway. Now he said, I've made this simple. I am one. God sent his personal seed into Mary. That was God's seed. So when he came out a man, that was God coming out. The God seed went into Mary. The God seed came out as a God man. It's all one. It's all one. He said, believe me, I'm in the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Do you see that? If you'll believe me, Jesus said, if you'll believe my writings, you'll believe my teachings, you'll believe my word, and you'll mix a little faith with it, that's the assurance and the proof. All right? If you have assurance in my word, it will prove itself. Mix a little faith with it. Believe me, I'm in the Father in me. Believe me, there's only one God. Now come to me and I'll show you, he says. He says, or else you believe me for the work's sake. If you'll believe me, the works will come forth. Now remember back here, he said, this is the work of God that you believe on me. It's the work of God Almighty that you believe on Jesus Christ. Now Jesus said, if you'll do this and believe me, you believe me and the works will come forth. He said, that's the work's sake. Now listen, that word work's sake means the channel of an act. So catch this real quick. I'm gonna just end with this. Jesus himself said, the work of God is that you believe on me. Your occupation in life is to believe on me, Jesus Christ. That's how you were designed. Back in the garden, that's who you were. Now, he said, if you'll believe I'm in the Father in me, if you'll believe that I'm one with the Father, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, now, when you believe that, you'll see the works come forth. You'll see the channel of the acts of God come forth manifested by your lips. Woo-hoo! Somebody should be calling here. I'm going to go ahead and sign off this thing. Hear me? Listen, let me help you. Let me counsel you. All right, Bob, who is my dad, we will counsel you. God's my father, but Bob is my dad. And we will counsel you. And we both have God as our father. So we get our information and we get our revelation right from God Almighty. We won't give you nothing that God doesn't tell us to say. We won't give you nothing that you can't turn in your Bible and back up with Scripture. If any man or woman gives you advice and you cannot find it in the Scripture, it's not good advice. Everything that comes out of your mouth should line up with the truth found in Scripture. Jesus told me this week, I was in the shower, and he said, Landon, my word is truth. That's it. He didn't say there's nothing else truth. He said, my word is truth. Period. And that just, when he said that, it just let me know, man, if you really need some truth, that's it. There is no other source. It is the real, pure, unmessed with, untampered with truth. WCNO.com, pull us up. We are on demand. If you'd like for us to help you, it's trylifeline@gmail.com. Try Lifeline, one word, try Lifeline. How easy is that? TRYLIFELINE @gmail.com. We'll counsel you free. We'll pray with you. We'll help you. Send your financial blessings. We'd love for you to send financial blessings to help keep us on the air. It is so nice, and I know God will touch your heart. Pray about it. Say, Lord, can I send my blessing to these guys? If you pray about it, he will tell you yes. We are pure men of God. Listen, Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Again, send your blessings to Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. One more time, send your financial seed to Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. That's Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Free godly counsel can be found at trylifeline@gmail.com. I love you so much. It's not too late to call. 221-1100.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com.